And now to the world of chess, because there has been trouble at the Chess Olympiad after problems with the internet connection. Ben Graf is a chess journalist and author, and he joins us now. Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Jenny. It's great to be with you today.
Well, I'm very glad you're with us. First of all, for those of us that aren't chess boffins, put this in context. How big a deal is the Chess Olympiad?
Oh, I think it's a very big deal. I think what we've seen in the chess world sort of during lockdown is an absolute explosion of chess being played online and a real uptake in interest. So, for example, we've seen world champion Magnus Carlsen organising invitational events with £1 million prize fund. Closer to home, we've seen the English Chess Federation organising chess marathons and all sorts of different events which have really sort of brought lots of new players into the game. Now, the Chess Olympiad normally takes place over the board, but obviously in these circumstances it can't, so it was moved to be an online event. Lots of the world's top players have been playing. There's been 163 teams involved in total. And again, you know, hundreds of thousands of people watching online and really getting involved. So yeah, very big deal as a competition.
What happened? Fill us in.
Well, goodness me, we've had quite a weekend of it has to be said. But really, the problem started in the semi-finals, which took place on Friday, where Armenia were playing India, both very well-fancied teams. And what happened, the way it works is essentially you have six players in your team and you play two games each. And in the first round of matches, the first six games, one of the Armenian players actually lost their connection to the internet. And as a result, they lost their game on time. Now, as you can imagine, you know, this is very, very serious high-level chess. And, you know, the last thing anybody wants is to see somebody lose a serious match, an Olympic semi-final, in such a way. So the Armenian team actually put in an appeal and said, you know, all their players had been playing from the same venue. They had Zoom on. And actually, their case was that the problem was really with the chess server, chess.com, rather than with their own internet connection. So then following on from that, FIDE, the International Chess Federation, said no, responsibility of the players to get their to get their connection sorted. And the results stood. So then instead of playing the second game of their semi-final, the Armenian team actually defaulted. And that meant that India went through to a final. And actually, you know, that was very controversial. But in some ways, things were only just beginning at that stage.
So an ancient game meets modern technology and a contemporary pandemic. It's a perfect storm for controversy.
And of course, you see, then in the final, where Russia played India, we have you know, a similar problem where two Indian players lose their connection. Again, this was in their second match, and actually that would have meant that you know, Russia were actually declared the winners of the Olympics on the basis of that. But India then appealed, and we got a very different outcome, because this time the international chess body said, no, actually, there was a global server issue this time around. So the result didn't stand, and both teams were awarded the joint gold medal. And I have to say, you know, it has caused you know, some questions in the chess world around the different treatment of those two matches. And a guy called Aronian, who's very well known in the chess world, one of the world's top players and the Armenian captain, I saw he put out a somewhat bitter tweet last night along the lines of some teams seem to be better connected than others. But hey, you know, disappointing way, of course, to end a match, but great in terms of the publicity it's generated.
What's it like as a spectator to watch chess online as opposed to in the flesh?
It's absolutely incredible. You know, it really draws you in. There are some fantastic commentary teams out there. So, you know, the beauty of chess, of course, is that wherever you are in the world, you can log on, you can watch the games. You know, we have in England, a guy called Simon Williams does an awful lot of brilliant commentary. So, you know, so for players who are not at the elite level, it's made very, very accessible. And the tension really mounts. You know, chess can be quite a slow build. But of course, in the Olympics, the games are faster. They're 15 minutes each with a small increment. So really, you know, it's very, very exhilarating. It really is, you know, it really is sort of combat for the mind, I would say. So yeah, absolutely.
Ben Graf, thank you so much for introducing us to the tension and controversy of high-level online chess. The time is 7:31. Let's get some news and sports.